You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, December the 1st. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme this afternoon from Thurles, which starts at 12:15. The current going at time of recording is just on the yielding side of good, but obviously with no rain forecast and a dry day set fair with clear skies, the ground could be quite tight there this afternoon, so I think decent ground performers should come out on top. We've got plenty of decent handicaps and maiden hurdles alike, so hopefully we can back a few winners this afternoon on what looks a very competitive day over at the Irish venue. Looking back to this card 12 months ago, and it was certainly a day to remember for Willie Mullins, and he began proceedings off quite nicely in the opener by winning the Novices Chase with Shane's Hill. And there's half a chance that one of his decent young new recruits could follow suit in the shape of Backerson, who makes his eagerly awaited chasing debut here this afternoon. A very, very useful novice last season. He won his first starts over the smaller obstacles before getting found out in Grade 1 company on his last three starts. But if he runs up to the level that he's capable of on ground, which is sure to suit this afternoon, a sound jumping performance by Backerson could make him hard to beat. The obvious danger looks to be Tully East from the Alan Fleming stable. Now, he's already locked horns with Willie Mullins' charge, courtesy of that run behind Long Dog in the Future Champions Novice Hurdle at Leopardstown over the Christmas period towards the middle of last season, when he finished sixth behind the Mullins runner. Back in eighth, of course, was Backerson. So, strictly speaking, on that performance, you'd say that Alan Fleming's charge has got every chance, perhaps, of upholding the form with Backerson, particularly as he then went on to finish fourth in the Martin Park Conditionals at the Cheltenham Festival behind Ibis Duray. We know he goes well fresh because he won first time out last year at Listowel. So if you're looking for a smidgen of value, 5-2 this morning for Alan Fleming's charge, Tully East could be the way to go in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which looks a very competitive 2.6 handicap chase at 12:45. All eyes here will be on Smadidium, of course, a horse that used to be with Donna McCain, now in the care of the Shark Hanlon, whose horse is running really well. And he seems to have got a tune out of this 8-year-old grey on the pick of his last performance at Ferry House, when in the first time Tommy ran for the stable, he managed to win in quite comfortable fashion by 12 lengths. And he got on really well with Rachel Blackmore on that occasion, who reassociates herself with the son of Smadoon this afternoon. The key to that performance was, of course, the horse that finished second, Capture the Drama, who was going there off the back of a couple of victories and was sent off a short price 2-1 favourite. And he's gone on to win subsequently at Wexford, so the form looks absolutely rock solid. His speed figures are pretty good, and if he's in the same kind of mood, and that's the key to Smadinium, then he should take plenty of beating. But there is an alternative from an each-way perspective, and I'd probably look towards James Mangan's 9-year-old Kilcray, who unfortunately rides here off a 4 last time out at Galway. But if you go back to his run at Listowel the time before, and he was 3rd behind Rakshandi, that certainly puts him in with a bit of a squeak here. But he's definitely better over this kind of trip, as he's proven around Thurles many times before. Indeed, one of his better performances came over this course and distance back in 2015, when he was easily victorious on that occasion. He was going really well in this race last year as well, when he tipped up at the second last when he was going well. So obviously connections have had this race on their mind for quite some time. They booked Davy Russell as well, and he must have some kind of each-way chance again against the obvious favourite in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, and this looks a decent, obviously, hurdle in the making here with Riven Light, obviously, setting the pulses racing here. And, of course, Willie won this race last year with Petit Mouchoir, so there's a good chance that this son of Ravin's Pass will follow suit. I noticed, looking at the betting for the Supreme Novices hurdle this morning, that this horse is quoted at 25-1 for the opening race at the Cheltenham Festival next season. So big things are obviously expected from this purchase of €200,000 from the French flat provinces. Obviously, he's been well bought because he's owned now by Rich Ritchie. He doesn't seem to have any rubbish in his stable. And there's a good chance that he'll make a good start over hurdles today. But he is up against Gordon Elliott's Hardline, who created a favourable impression when he won a bumper here on his opening salvo this season. Of course, we know what Gordon Elliott's been doing of late, six winners at Navan at the weekend. So there's a good chance here that Hardline could prove a little bit of value this morning at 7-4, given the way he won here and the fact that he's already had a run under his belt and he wants good ground. So Hardline is the value pick in race number three.
Race four.
On to race four then, and services should be resumed to normal, whatever happens to the William Mullins horses early on in the card, in the shape of Miss Me Now, who was a really impressive winner in the end at Clonmel the other day. Didn't look likely turning down the straight and into the short home straight there, but she absolutely took off in the latter stages, staying on very, very powerfully in the hands of Ruby Walsh. Likely to be ridden a little bit more prominently today, I'd imagine that Mongbeg Rose will go off in her usual tearaway fashion. And that'll allow Ruby Walsh just to sit in behind Gordon Elliott's charge and use her decent turn of foot and stamina in the latter stages. So, Miss Me Now, a fairly straightforward selection in race number four.
Race five.
On to race number five then, and to all intents and purposes, this looks a two-runner race between Aussie Reigns and Valga de Ronceret. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with the Willie Mullins-trained individual Aussie Reigns, who should be all the better for that run at Fairy House the other day, when he finished second behind Henry de Bromred's nice youngster called Avenir Dunvry. But he was ridden a little bit more conservatively, the market position suggests on that occasion. Ruby just had him too far out of his ground, and therefore he couldn't make any kind of discernible inroads to the winner, who was obviously ridden a little bit more prominently on that occasion. This horse, who used to be with Gary Moore on the flat, will certainly appreciate the better ground here this afternoon at Thurles, and he can hopefully come out on top of Valga de Ronceret, who finished behind one of Willie Mullins' last time at Nace in the shape of Satanas. Incidentally, that horse runs in the same ownership, so obviously Willie's got a good line on here as to what's required to beat Valga de Ronceret, or certainly that's the theory anyway. So Aussie Reigns, even though he's a short price this morning, around about the 8 to 11, 4 to 5 mark, he's the choice in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to 250 then, and this is the race where I'm getting a little bit jiggy here. My nap comes in the shape of Neddy Vaughan, a horse who's been a bit of a frustrating character in the sense that he hadn't won a race until at the 15th time of asking. But he did it in such decisive fashion, then going to have to stick with Christy Roach's five-year-old to go in again. He certainly threatened to do so on many occasions prior to that run the other day here at this track, particularly the way he travels in his races at Clonmel and Fairy House. He looked as though he was going to get the job done quite comfortably, but he just got outrun in the latter stages. He was ridden a little bit too prominently on ground that was too soft and a trip that was too far at Fairy House two starts ago. But he got it all together nicely the other day in the hands of Mark Walsh when he was delivered in the latter stages rather than hitting the front three out, which he had been done on many previous occasions. That's the key to this horse. You've got to keep hold of him. You've got to hold on to his head because he is a strong traveller, and hopefully Mark Walsh will deliver the same kind of ride that he did here last week. So 5-2 this morning, the strong travelling, good ground, in form, two-mile handicapper, Neddy Vaughan is the strong choice and the nap in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card then, particularly a trappy looking one it is as well. It's a Martin Sound Opportunity event coming up at 3:25. And I'm going to give a little bit of a chance here to TB Broker to bounce back to form. something was clearly amiss the other day at Fairy House. I'll probably put that down to the fact that the ground was particularly soft on that occasion, and she just never really went a yard, really, in the hands of Donna Myler. But Rachel Blackmore returns in the saddle here today for Arthur Moore's mare, and you've only got to go back to those performances at Downpatrick and Wexford, respectively, to see her having a big chance here this afternoon. Teacher's Pet, who beat her at Downpatrick, has won since, and so has Cloudy Morning. He's gone on to win a couple of races subsequently, so there's nothing wrong with those two performances. And the key to those two efforts, of course, better ground that she encountered at Fairy House last time out, and I'm hoping that's the reason why she put a blob on her card. So up until then, she's been fairly consistent, so TB Broker is the choice there in the final race, around about 6-1 this morning. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and we'll be back again tomorrow at Dundalk, of course, on December the 2nd, when we've got a 7-race programme at the Irish all-weather venue, so do tune in for that. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.